Good morning, church. So, all right, let's go and get started. Got a great day planned for the day, and let's go to James this morning. Book of James. Hope everybody had a great week. And it's good to be with the saints of God one more time. Amen. As we come together to worship God in spirit and in truth. So we're just glad you're here today. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Yes, sir. Well, we knew that, but see, and I want to go to James. This is what you need to understand. God is not the author of confusion. Understand that. From the beginning of time, God has always legislated one way. God has never been a duplicity or multiplicity of ways. John 14:6. But if you understand worship, and that's the problem. Problem is that people in the church do not understand what worship is. They don't have no clue as to what John 4:24 is saying. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Because number one, if they had the right spirit, they would do it in accordance to God's word. Ain't no way in the world, I don't care what you say, I don't care how many excuses you make or we make, God's word is still going to be the final authority. Now, you can come up here and say, well, this is the reason, this is the reason. Well, see, you don't have to please me. You got to please God. I ain't got not one heaven, not one hell to put nobody in. But you go back. When you look at that Romans 15:11, see, He say, praise. He mentioned his prayer. Well, see, how you going to praise God when you don't do it in spirit and in truth? Now, if that's true, that word laud, L-A-U-D, means to applaud. Now, when you go back and look at the word, it do say applaud. But that don't mean, it means that you give somebody adoration. You give somebody respect. See, he was telling the Gentiles, you praise and laud him for what he has done for you. See, out of respect. See, we laud each other every day through encouragement, amen? See, how many times I say, I thank you for Paul. I thank you for John. I thank you for Terry. I thank you for, I'm so excited about, you know, Brother Denaris and my brother here and all of us come together, amen? We praise one another. See, for where we are. See, you understand what I'm saying? See, and that's what that word means. So you can't take the word, brother, and go out of scripture and be properly praised. Because then you violate spirit and truth. Amen. See, it's like we just got to sing that song, Love Lifted Me. See, first thing that came to my mind, John 3:16. For God so loved the world. Or where were we were yet still sinners, Christ still loved us. In spite of who I am, God still loved us. Husband, love your wife, even as Christ. See, love lifted us to our mindset to do what? Know that, man. Come on. Ain't that right? That's what got me here this morning. Love. Because, see, I didn't get here by myself. Because if it was by myself, I wouldn't be here. You understand? It's through God's amazing grace. You understand what I'm saying? See, that's the reason why his grace is sufficient. So what I'm saying is, brother, when you hear brother make statements trying to justify for what they want to do, man, they ain't no better than Eve. When Eve was trying to justify for what she did in the Garden of Eden, knowing that God already told her what to do. See, because you just can't justify wrong. See, you just can't justify wrong, especially when you know right. Because James 4:17 said, to him who knoweth to do good work, endureth it not. See, and it's sad, brother. This was a sad thing about it, is that you got brethren who you love. Amen. I love those brethren. But they just caught up in error. And then they won't listen. You understand what I'm saying? Well, the first thing I asked, I said, if he's preaching and he's sick, ain't no way in the world I'm going to go among brethren and hear all this going on and still get up. Before I get up and preach, I'm going to straighten out what's going on. Now, they might not like it, and maybe that's the reason why I don't get invited. You understand what I'm saying? Because, see, people don't want to hear truth. So, oh, man, I don't think we can do, brother, just pray for those brethren. Thank God we got truth. Amen. Thank God we got truth. Amen. Because we could have been there because we were back that one time. Amen. But thank God that we have got truth through the power of God's word. Okay? All right. So let's pray. Let's go to James. Okay? James chapter 3. Today is where we are. And we want to continue to read here about that little tongue. Verse 6. Amen. You had underlined those descriptive narratives of what this thing is. Amen. Amen. Little member. See, behold how great a matter of little fire kindle. Amen. All you got to do is examination. Amen. Some of us ain't got to go back too far. Amen. Amen. We all have sinned. Amen. And fallen short of the glory of God. And the tongue is a fire. You know, fire. A world of iniquity. So that's the underlying the word fire. Iniquity. And the reason why I'm saying that, brother, because see, if you don't see it, and you don't see it to visually see it to be transforming your mind. See, it's what you do. It's transforming your mind. You understand what I'm saying? It's like I heard old boy say one time, and then we're going to go back, about he had a goal. He wanted to lose 55 pounds. That wasn't me, but a goal. And he wanted to do it in 30 days. And so someone gave Terry a tape. Told me, listen to this tape 3 times a day and follow it, stay focused, you know, follow one course, stay focused, and listen to this tape, man. I guarantee you that you'll lose 55 pounds in one day. So he said, man, I got to lose 55 pounds. And he wrote down the words, like I'm telling you to do, fire iniquity. Because he wanted to stay focused, you know. He wanted to visualize. Because after 30 days, he wanted to drop that. So he started playing that tape. Every time he get in the car, his wife made me play that tape. He'll play that tape. And finally, wine just got so disturbed. She didn't want to hear it. She said, man, when you stop playing that, I'm sick of it. And he said, no, I got to stay focused, you know, because I got to see what I'm doing. Well, after 30 days, guess what? He met his goal, and he lost the 55 pounds, and even with the objection of his family, his wife. But guess what, y'all? At the end, his wife lost 25 pounds, too. Come on. But anyway, go back to the word. Some of you see me out the church, I'll give it back to you. Go back. If you all need to see me out there, I'll see you. I thought it was cute when I heard it. But anyway, let's go back. Some things just don't need to go. So let's go back. And the tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that is. Look what it do. It defies the whole body. See, why do it defy the whole body? Because it's fire and iniquity. Iniquity is sin, amen. It defies the whole body and set on fire the course of nature and is set on fire of hell. Underline that word nature. That is, that when it defies the body, it destroys everything around you. Why? Because it is sin and it's a powerful sin because it's what? Fire. You understand what I'm saying? See, that's the danger of the tongue if we don't learn how to not so much be able to control it, but put it in control. Not, I mean, it's always going to be there. See, but you don't let it control you, but you control it. See, relationship, you look at things that you say this week, a thing that you have said, a thing that you do say in relationship, and you denote those things, and you just learn how not to do that no more. See, in relationship to that tongue. Verse 7, for every kind of beast and the birds and serpents and the things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind. But look at verse 8. And there was terror talking about last week, but the tongue can no man tame. That it is unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. Now let me reiterate that. You cannot contain it, but you sure can control it. And that's the key word. See, you don't let it control you. But it's still there. It still has those attributes. You see, it still has those capabilities if we don't learn how to let that thing control us. And then it says, therefore, therewith blessed we God, even the Father, and therewith cursed we men, which are made after the similitude of God, are the same mind proceeded blessings and curses. My brother, these things ought not to be so. Now go back to what you said, Brother Frazier. How can you praise God? Don't we use the tongue to sing? Well, how can you praise God? How can you use the tongue to give God all the glory when you go contrary to? You can't do it, can you? Because it still got to be in accordance to the word of God. See, and see, literally, when you think about it, man is the only beast that God created, right, that has the ability to worship or to be able to speak. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So that's the thing that we need to understand, that you can't use the tongue of Matthew 6:24 that is serve God and mammon. See, you got to be able to make a decision in relationship to how you use it. See, and then how you use it in relationship, it determines the nature of the surroundings that's around us. And I'll give you another point. See, you may have the ability to have some type of control of your tongue, but see, I can't control his tongue. I can't control your tongue. See, that's really why the Bible says, come ye out from among them. See, because what we hear, people around us, how people speak around us, what people say around us, sometimes if you have not reached that spiritual level, sometimes you're not being able to discern. Or if you're a Christian, who want to be around people who curse all the time? Who want to be around people who tell nasty jokes all the time? Who want to be around people who don't have the like mindedness that you have? That's the reason why people say, come ye out from among them. That's the reason why I kind of find it hard to say, well, this is my friend, and your friend got an evil mouth. Amen. This is my best friend when my friend gossip. See, this is my best friend. Your friend talk contrary to the word of God. See, that can't be. Because the Bible says, come ye out from among them. Amen. But ain't no way that you can put that tongue in subjective to God's will. That's what you're trying to do. So you got to put it in subjective to God's will. So you can't be that when you got some antagonistic that's pulling against you. That's pulling against your spirit. See, y'all understand what I'm saying? Because see, what we're trying to do, listen to me. Romans 12:2, be not conformed, but be transformed, right? By the renewing of our mind. And you don't have nothing to pull at. See, you don't need nothing to pull at. See, your spirituality, that is to draw away from you, because it's enough, brother, just to be able to control self. And you can't control 10 people around you. Amen. And then the question is, why do you want to be around people like that? I mean, why do you, if your mindset is the mind of Christ, if you have submitted, if you have resisted, if you are drawn, if you are humbling, why do in the world do you want to be around people with ugly mouths, ugly attitudes, amen, and still call yourself a Christian? You understand what I'm saying? Now, what we're trying to do is try to put that tongue in subjective. Subjection to God's will. See, that's the reason why people say, well, brother, Lord, you're so negative. No, I'm not negative. I'm trying to protect what I got. It took me a long time to get it. Amen. And I know Satan is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Amen. And you ain't my friend that good. I don't love you more than I love God, that I'm going to let you take what I got away from me. So you got to understand where I came from. Amen. And see, and I'm still ain't where I need to be. Because I'm still growing. Amen. Because see, if I wasn't growing, I never would study God's word. See, I never will come to church. I never will try to worship God in spirit and truth. See, this is a work in progress, Revelation 2:10. Beat our faith unto death. Yeah, sometimes that tongue gonna slip. That's just life, because we all have sin, amen. But if it slip, if I say something that has no business being said, brethren, I'm gonna denote it and I'm gonna correct it. Because, brethren, I know that it's fire. I know that it's iniquity. I know it controls my nature. Amen. Everything around me. Amen. See, and then Father, since it's Father's Day, you know, we have to be careful what we say around our children. Amen. See, because they pick up. They hear what we say. Amen.
See, the example we live. See, what we say. See, if your children see you cussing your mama out, or cussing them out, or cussing everything around them out, what you think they're going to start doing? See, Father's Day just ain't one day. It's every day. Amen. And then guess what? We who husbands who want to be the head, we're going to be held accountable for them. For not being the example. For not being the father. P-A-T-E-R. That word means a male figure who's in leadership. Husband, love your wife. Emas Christ, what? Love the church. To be the head. Amen. See, how we talk. What they hear. See? Because see, that what makes your home a evil home. Because iniquity is there. Fire is being spoken. Amen. That caused the nature of your house to be there. It don't make no difference how much it costs. See? You say, man, there's always confusion in my house. Man, there's always unrest in my house. Well, you need to go back and look at the wording. Amen? Iniquity is there. It's powerful. It's fire. It controls your whole nature. Amen? See, we worry about the wrong thing. We worry about how much it costs. Worry about where it is. Amen. See, and that's all right if that's what you want. But what good if it costs good and it looks good, but hell's in the house. Amen. That word nature, you need to underline that. Because what we sow is what we reap. Amen. Is that correct? Y'all understand that? Man, you should be writing those words now. Fire. Iniquity. Nature. See? Because see, you can't tame it. The only thing you can do is put it up in subjectivity. That's the only thing you want to do. It's make it in compliance to God's word. That what we do and what we say is in compliance. That's all you want to do. In compliance. Make sure that what we say is in accordance. It's by his authority. By his name. Amen. And that's what we do. And guess what, brother? It's a work in progress. See? It's amazing when we first start coding, we tell our wife how much we love them. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you. The longer you stay married, see, you lose the wording. See, you don't, that don't even come up no more. Not nice to one another no more. Don't say thank you to one another no more. Don't respect. See, that's playing in the hands of the devil, amen? Am I right? See, husband, love your wife. Amen. See, it's amazing how you say, good morning. I love you. The tone. Boy, you look good this morning. Man, I love you. See, when they hear those words, y'all think I'm playing. See, when they hear those wording, amen, they're going to make them cook better. Everything going to be better. Why? Because the nature around you is better. Amen. See, conditional response. Like he said. And see, in verse it said, shut up. You make me sick. Get out my face. And then you want her to go cook something for you? Huh? You understand? That's the nature. Y'all understand what he's saying here? Y'all understand what I'm saying? Now, you think it's funny. That's what he's saying here. See, you can't talk good out of one side and then talk bad out the other side. See, you got to always be in subjectivity. Don't come up in here and say good things. And then leave here and then go back to your old self. See, don't come in here and smile at one another and get back in the car and say, I'm glad that's over with. Let's go back to our old self. Y'all remember the Andy Griffin show? When Andy and Bunny and the couple kept fighting and conditionally received and Andy tried to get them to get along. And he got him in there, he said, good morning. And they were, good morning. And he worked with them, but every time he let them go, they go right back to that same old condition. And they weren't happy. Because, see, they were doing it for the wrong reason. They didn't understand why they needed to be nice to one another. So finally, Andy just let them alone. Because, see, he never could transform their thinking.
He never could get them to understand. But see, that's the reason why you're here this morning and go back to those words again. I hope you have looked at those words again. Look what he says here in verse 6. That's what he's saying here. It's fire, man. Your fire is hot. It will burn you. Amen. Amen. See, how many times we say something to one another we hate, we say it. Amen. See? And say, I wish I could rewind it 30 seconds. But once you say it, you can't say it. Can't bring it back. It's a fire. See, iniquity. Underline that word. Listen to me, man. That's when your houses is messed up. That's when we have trouble. Amen. See? Nobody on your job like you. See, you can be a good supervisor, supervisor, and people like you. Amen. See, you ain't got to be ugly to be a supervisor. Amen. Amen. Because you're a Christian. Amen. Doing the other that you want them to do unto you. Amen. See? See? But just because you're trying to keep them 2 cents and trying to comply to the company and think you're being ugly, the people are going to get you a promotion, man, that's not right. Amen. And then nobody like you. Hey, phrase your word there. Who? Yeah, I know him. Not you. I'm just using for example, brother. See? Iniquity. Look what he says here. And then it says here, and the tongue of my mouth, it defies. It make you ugly. See, it make you ugly. Think about this. When you look at your life, y'all remember, can you go back there? So how ugly you was, how ugly around you, because it defied the nature around you. Y'all see what I'm saying? If you don't say that, bro, you say, it ain't never happened to me. You gotta lie. It's on tape. Because we all been there, amen. It's by the grace of God we clean it up, amen, and get better and better, amen. But we all been there, but you just don't want to stay there, amen. And don't look down and look sad. Some of y'all looking so sad. Don't look sad, because you're still breathing, amen. And you're sitting next to your wife and your husband, you can straighten it out, amen. But you got to take the word of God. You got to take the power of the word of God to let the word of God straighten it out. That's the good thing about being here, amen. See? So that, like Wednesday night. So that, amen. When you run a situation like that, don't be like that brother and say, well, brother Law, you don't have that right not to read stuff. Yes, I do have that right. Because I'm not going to subject you to something bad that I know they're going to defy you. Amen. I'm not going to do it, amen. I'm not going to do it. If I know it's wrong, I'm not going to subject you. And you wouldn't do me the same way with you. Amen. So I do have that right. Amen. Because we are our brother's keeper, ain't we? See, we are our brother's keeper. So you need to understand those words. You need to write those words down, brethren. And this week, as you examine yourself, here your sheet right there. You should be writing those words down right here. Big as you can get them on your sheet if you need one. You hear me? I need one. A sheet? Okay. You know one? Okay. You need to be writing those words down, underlining them in your Bible, man, and look at them every day, 2 or 3 times a day. See? Because you want to be focused on what you're doing, like that man who lost the 55 pounds. I'm going to bring that up again. So that at the end of the week, you're just a little bit better. Amen. Amen. See what I'm saying? And that's the point. Do y'all understand that? Because, see, you can't out of one side say one thing, now the other side, Matthew 6, it ain't going to happen. See, ain't no way in the world you're going to fuss all the way here and then come up in here and worship God in spirit and in truth. Because your spirit got to be bad. Amen. See, ain't no way it's going to happen. If you had to fuss to get here this morning, I don't care if you're fussing with your children. I don't care if you're fussing with your wife. If you had to fuss to get them here, you need to go back home and straighten it out. Now, y'all correct me if I'm wrong. Because, see, if you continue to let that happen and continue to let that tongue, continue to let that nature, continue to let that environment control it, the devil ain't going to never let it go. Because the devil got you where he wants you to be. Because sooner or later, if you continue to let it exist, see, what it's going to do, it's going to be destruction. That's a law, that's a process, that's a sowing process. So, James said to him that knoweth to do good and do it or not. See, you hearing this here. See, a lot of people ain't hearing this. So what good of hearing it and reading it from God's word and did not do anything about it? Amen. See? Amen. And see, that's the point I'm saying. See, quit worrying about external things and worry about internal things. Because when you get internal right, external is going to be right. See, we worry too much about what we see. See, we worry about maintaining what we see. You understand what I'm saying? See, I'd rather live in a shotgun house. I'd rather live within my own environment, as long as it's a good spiritual environment, to be happy. Amen. Because see, when I got back to that hotel, man, first thing I did, I called my wife. And we talked about an hour. She talked. She made me feel better. She encouraged me. You know, and when I got back home by 8 o'clock Saturday morning, when I pulled up in front of my driveway, I was just so excited, man. Good to see home, amen. You understand what I'm saying? And then when I opened the door, everybody was still sleeping. I went in there and looked at my wife. She was sleeping. I was just so grateful. And I prayed. I said, thank God. Because I knew it was a good environment. Because the environment that I had wasn't nice. You understand what I'm saying? See. But wouldn't it have been bad if I would have came back in and had to fight to get in? I could not have called her as my helpmeet. As one who had twain with me, the one who is my best friend, the one who is my partner in everything that we... Y'all understand what I'm saying? Because see, when you look at those words, when it's fire, when it's iniquity, and when it's defiled, and it destroys nature, man, who can you look up into? Amen? That's the reason why everything around me, if it defiles, it got to go. I don't care if it's children. I don't care who it may be. When it gets to the point where you defy me, I'm going to let you go. If you don't exercise Matthew 18:15. Ain't no way in the world I'm going to sit here and worship with you knowing one of y'all doing something wrong and won't repent. And we letting you, come up in here and try to worship. Now, am I wrong or right? And that's the same thing with me. That's the reason I tell all the time. Tell y'all got something against me, come to me. Amen. Don't sit there and say, well, he going to get better. No. You come to me. Amen. Because the word of God is going to be the final authority. Amen. Am I right? Amen. That, I'm telling you, it's going to be the final authority. You can't hurt my feelings when it comes to God's word. Amen. Because I've grown to that point. I need correction. I need encouragement. Don't you? See, I need help. Amen. Don't we? See? See, Paul, you called me the other day, and I was in a meeting. I couldn't answer the phone, and I felt bad I couldn't answer the phone because I was in a big crowd with about 5,000 people that I couldn't hear, and I called you back. I couldn't get you, and that been on my mind. Then yesterday, I was just I just didn't want to talk. I just had to get myself together to be here today. But I missed that call, and I really, because see, I appreciate you, amen. I love, because that's what brothers and sisters are supposed to do, amen. Because we're trying to control that environment. So I know I spend a lot of time on that, but see, we got to see it. Because it makes sense for you to call yourself a Christian and go back in a bad environment. I wouldn't have a job that the environment ain't good. Me. I just wouldn't do it. If I ain't happy about it, when I leave that mad every day and I don't like nobody, I wouldn't stay there. I'd be looking for me another job so fast, make your head swing. Because I don't want nothing that can control me. That I got to go in there and talk ugly to stay there. See, you can't do that 5 days a week or 6 days a week and come up in here and comply with what he's saying here. Because see, you stay that 9 hours in a bad environment, how in the world are you going to get out of there and then flip back over when you get home and be a loving husband? Because it's still with you. Amen. Am I right or wrong? Why do you think they made happy hour? Amen. They made happy hour so you can get happy to go home. Some of y'all might not know what I'm talking about, but a long time ago, happy hour used to be real important. You go get 3 for 1 or 4 for 1. Now, I don't know. I don't pay attention to them. See?
Or you got to go get something else to make you feel good. Or you got to take two or three pills. Let me take these. They're going to make me feel better. All pill you need is Jesus. Through transformation of the mind. Listen to these words again. It's fire, brethren. It's iniquity. It defies the body. It defies nature. Do you understand what I'm saying? That nature is everything around you. I'm spending a lot of time because, see, you cannot be a productive and faithful Christian if your environment is bad. Amen. See, it may be. That's the reason why sometimes people are late. I got to fight people to get here. You got to fight people. Come on, I'm going to knock you out if you don't come. See, well, brother needed to go here. John may remember him. He had a son, had a beautiful Jericho. You remember that? And told him, says, he was living on the south side and had problems. He got put out and he wanted to come back home. He said, okay, I'll let you come back home, but you got to cut your hair. Cut all your hair. He had a pretty Jericho. And then you got to come to church. Two things you got to do, cut your hair and come to church. He came. He said right back there. Man, he was just like a hog out of slop. He was just him. He wouldn't speak to you. He was here in the bar. He didn't want to be here. He hated it. He hated it. And the first thing he did when he got set back on his feet, he got out of there. Because he didn't want those two rules. But see, Dad thought maybe cut his hair, make him come to church. But he was just in the body. He wasn't in the spirit. The seed wasn't penetrating, brother. Amen. And that same thing. If your environment bad, you sit here, you know, or you sit here, man, the seed ain't going to penetrate. When the seed don't penetrate, you ain't going to be transformed. Go ahead, brother. Yeah. Is that right? That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's it. But look at what you said. See, number one, what make you wise? Knowledge. Study. Understanding. Transformation. These things are written that you may know. See, that's what make you wise. See, what make you wise? Sit here, listen to what I'm saying. Don't you fight against what I say. See, don't you quench the spirit. Don't you sit here and say, well, that's not me when you know it is you. Because see, you plan in the hands of the devil, amen, for you to sit here and say that. Because you say, a wise, see, comes about because you're knowledgeable, amen. See, that's what you're doing. Why? Because you don't want to be foolish. See, if you sit here and you know what condition you're in, you ain't nothing but a fool if you don't want to correct it. Amen. See, it's like people say, and I just keep going back to that preacher. W.C. Edwards, I keep remembering what he said. It's just something that would never leave me. Y'all gone back over there and do what y'all want to do. Then let's go back over there and do. Can you believe a Christian would say something like that? Huh? And then the crazy thing about it is that you got people who listen to him every Sunday with that frame of mind. And he's not the only one. Amen. Terry, you were talking about our men training class about the church and leadership and organization and things, how it's set up. See, just the other day I read, well, that National Crusade for Christ set up organizations. See, they got presidents, treasurers, see, all that stuff that control that, and then you want me to participate in that? I can't do that. Because it's a violation of God's word. Amen. But see, go what you said. But see, if you don't accept knowledge, if you don't accept truth, truthful knowledge, brother, you ain't going to be wise. That's the reason why you're here.
See, so that you can be able to control. That is, not you can't totally control it, but you can just put it in subjectivity. Amen. That when you leave here today, you and your wife need to sit down, or you need to sit down first, accept it yourself. Then with her, accept it, say, this is what we got to correct. Same way you do with a budget, you sit down and say, well, this is what we got to do. Right? So it's time for, we just can't go. Out go more and in go. We just got to be able to, same way you do that, you got to do with your spirituality, and you both must be in agreement. One can't say, well, I'm going to stop cussing. The other going to say, I'm going to keep cussing like a sailor. And you can't stop me. My mama cuss, my grandmama cuss, and I'm going to cuss. See? And if you can't change it, I'm going to say something y'all might not like. Now, you might not can't remarry no more. But peace and happiness and nature goes a long way. Amen. And the reason why I said that, Matthew 19:9, Matthew 5:31, except it be for fornication. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Because it don't make sense to live in this world all your life and live it in a bad nature. And call yourself a Christian? Amen. Come on. See, let me finish reading a couple of verses and then we're going to move on. Y'all with me? Church, y'all with me? He says here, verse 11, does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can it? See, whatever your response be, you need to write in your Bible, yes or no. Just write it right in your Bible. Just write it in your Bible, yes or no. Can it do it? See, can it do it? Cause, see, it's going to make a statement in a minute. Can the fig tree, my brethren? Look how he used the word my brother. He's talking to me and you, ain't he? Huh? My brother, he talking to me and you. He ain't talking to the world. See, we got to get it right so we can, when we get it right, we're going to show the world how to do it. Amen. Because you can't show the world how to do it until you get it right. Amen. Amen. See, you can't be like the world. You got to come ye out from among them. Amen. See, am I right? See, you can't tell them don't cuss when you cuss. You can't tell your children, I'm going to whoop you for cussing, and then you cussing. Somebody need to whoop you. Amen. And God will whoop you. See, I might not can't whoop you with a belt. God will whoop you. Amen. You ever been whooped by God, folks? Yes, he will. Amen. Go ahead, bro. That's it. See, but go back to what you said. Because that next verse going to tie this in too. Because see, what you're saying here, see, you're talking about knowledge brings by wisdom, right? So you don't be a fool, right? So you can be wholesome, right? Because you don't want to pervert. Perverseness means when you change the word to fit what you want to play. Am I right? And that's what it means. So you can be a what? Fool. So when I sit there and say, you ain't nothing but a fool. You said, don't say it, brother. That's what the Bible says. See, when you don't comply to God's word, and I don't do everything to get you to comply, you ain't nothing but a fool. Am I right? See, y'all hear what he's saying? Proverbs 15:2. See, because go back and look at the next verse. I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. Look at verse 13. Because he always says, I ain't no brother Fraser. He said, who is a wise man, amen, and endure with what? You need to write Proverbs 15:2 there. Because, A wise man is knowledgeable and knowledge a fool. So he said the same thing, right? Why? Because he don't pervert what? Truth, right? He's not in perverseness, am I right? See, he's not listening to what Oprah say. He's not listening to what these fools say on TV, amen. That's what they are. They are fools. See, people kill me when they sit there talking about what T.D. Jakes said, what Meredith Hickey said. Man, they are fools. They ain't wise. They ain't knowledgeable. Have you read that book by me? What's wrong with you? You crazy? I'm going to read something of a fool going to write. Amen. I just love to hear Joel Osteen. You love the devil? Don't look at me like that. Because number one, if he acknowledged, he'd be what? Wise. Amen. He obeyed the gospel, right? He wouldn't be perverted. Am I right? Am I saying it right? Am I saying it right? So let me come in your car and see, that's the reason why I made I rode to Atlanta with some people, and all the way over they played their preacher preaching. I couldn't tell them to cut that off. I was in their car. I said, I'd never do it again. Well, I went by myself and lost my truck. Well, it did. Amen. But thank God I found it. Amen. Next time I go, and I told Dara, if you don't go with me, I ain't going. Because if she'd been with me, we'd been lost together. Amen. And we could encourage one another. You don't walk around Atlanta an hour and a half looking for a truck in the dark by yourself and ain't nobody around you. See? And nature all around you got $1. You got $2. See? Amen. See? Because, see, wise knowledge makes you wisdom. Look what he says here again. I'm out of time. Look what he says here. He said, who is a wise man endued with knowledge among you? That's what we need. It got to be among us. Amen. Why do you think I'm teaching this class like this here? We can't grow. We can't mature if we're not wise based on knowledge. We can't use you if you're a fool. Don't get mad with me. Get mad with yourself. You don't want the fool. Am I right? If we're not saying you're a fool, if we sit here and tell you what's right, we go to God's word, we do Matthew 18:15, and you choose not to change, why do you think we're going to subject our own spirit to the cause of you? Because you don't want to choose not to be wise based on knowledge. Amen. Am I right? You made that decision. I didn't make it. Because, you know, a tree by its fruit. When we see you continue to doing the same thing over and over and over again, and there's no change in your life, brother, something need to be done. Amen. Like Brother Fred said, he had to go to the emergency room. He went for a reason. When you get sick, you go for a reason. Amen. Y'all understand what we're saying? Thank you, Paul, for tying that in, Proverbs 15. Because the Bible don't what? Contradict itself. You can go from the old to the new to the old. Amen. And all going to say the same thing. Ain't that wonderful? Ain't that wonderful when you can have a Bible class and get that kind of understanding? Now, you want to walk around and be a fool, be a fool. See, well, you know, I'm doing good for myself. Man, I got my dream house, man. I got this. You know that man and all them bonds over in Luke, and he told me, said, you ain't nothing but a fool. See, because he ain't had a proper understanding. Because he was living in perverseness. Okay, look what it says, verse 13. Who is a wise man and doeth not among you? Let him show out of good conversation his works. Faith without works is what? With meekness of what? See, faith without works is dead. You ain't got no substance there, you ain't going to know, and you ain't going to be wise. And that's the reason why you're going to be like so many folks in Birmingham today, being perverted. Church of the Christ. I ain't talking about denomination church. They in there. I think they worshiping God in spirit and in truth. But when you think that word law mean clapping, when you think that law mean humming, basing, amen, you've been perverted. You've been hoodwinked. You've been fooled. Because you have not allowed knowledge to make you wise to be able to make proper decisions. Y'all with me? But that's a powerful lesson, wasn't it? Huh? Powerful lesson. Let me go your words one more time. Hope you're getting them, please. Fire brings about what? Iniquity. Iniquity defies the body. It makes nature, everything around you, bad. Amen. Remember that. You don't get nothing else. Ain't no way in the world you're going to let I love you out of one side and then the world out the other side. Because it can't both go that way. Amen. And that's the point. Last comment. Come on, bro. I may go back a little more. I ain't in no hurry. Right, Proverbs 18:21. Proverbs 18:21. Then Proverbs 15. I'm just going to say 15, read the whole thing. Okay, but a whole bunch of them in there. Okay, y'all got that? All right, but that's good, but then what I want you to remember. Because this is a controlling factor. Verse 6. Amen. If you don't get that, brother, you ain't going to control. You ain't going to straighten it out. I'm telling you, man. See, and y'all can stand up all you want to. Brothers and sisters, I need the prayers of the church. But that's good. But prayers don't help nobody until they help themselves through the power of God's word. See, you got to straighten it out first. You can pray all day you want to until you want to be transformed. God can't do nothing for you. Amen. See, he can't do nothing for you. Am I right? See, so you got to make a decision. I got to make a decision. This has got to change. Husband, men, stand up. Y'all want to say the Father? All right, every day, Father. When you stand up for Jesus, amen. Be a man. That went wrong. You know, we ain't got men no more. We ain't raising men. Am I right? See, a long time ago, old men raised men, didn't they? See, this generation getting weaker and weaker. Am I right? Now, y'all look at me. Even though y'all got one man look like a man, you better be careful. Because see, they ain't got no knowledge. You're letting iPads, iPods, emails, Twitter, Twitter, LinkedIn, Acadine, and all these things control you. It's the world, man. You can't tweet all day. You got to put some wisdom in there, brother. Amen. That's all right. And I like it. I like social network. Oh, we can move a little bit faster. Amen. But, man, you got to go back to the basics. Go back to the basics. Okay? All right. We're out of time. Anybody got any questions? Anybody disagree? Amen.